Photo, NYC Parks, Malcolm Pinckney. An ESCR mitigation promise made good. New Pier 42 deck transforms former industrial maritime site in partnership with New York City Economic Development Corporation, $26 million. Pier 42's Upland Park to be completed summer 2023. NYC Parks Commissioner Sue Donahue today joined Dan Signello, Lower Manhattan Development Corporation President, EDC Executive Vice President Liz Arnaiz, DDC First Deputy Commissioner Eric McFarlane, State Senator Brian Kavanaugh, Council Member Christopher Marte, Manhattan Community Board 3 Chair Paul Rangel, Frank Avila Goldman, President of Governor Gardens, Nancy Ortiz, Vladeck Houses Residents Association President, and community members to cut the ribbon on its new recreational deck at Pier 42, an ESCR mitigation project. With $26.1 million in Lower Manhattan Development Corporation, mayoral and parks expense funding, the new 2.8-acre deck, transformed from a former industrial maritime site by NYC EDC, features a variety of amenities including a turf soccer field, tennis courts, half basketball courts and more. The opening of the deck at Pier 42's new waterfront space, an ESCR mitigation project promise kept, includes recreational amenities from fields to ADA accessible picnic tables, ensuring that the Lower East Side residents have even more access to our parks, said NYC Parks Commissioner Sue Donahue. It's wonderful to celebrate this new open space that is sure to be as utilized and beloved as it is breathtaking. Creation of new open spaces in Manhattan is rare, and we are proud to partner with NYC Parks to deliver a much-needed recreational space to the Lower East Side community, said NYSEET President and CEO Andrew Kimball. This project is just part of the larger redevelopment of Pier 42, and we look forward to standing with our partners in city government for the ribbon cutting of the full park late next year. Lower Manhattan Development Corporation is proud to partner with the New York City Parks Department, the New York City Economic Development Corporation, public officials and local residents on this important project. The collective effort to revitalize Pier 42 demonstrates LMDC's broader, ongoing mission of creating a dynamic live-slash-work, and play, community in Lower Manhattan that adds to the vibrancy of New York, said Lower Manhattan Development Corporation President Daniel A. Signello. New York City's comprehensive approach to coastal resiliency is protecting neighborhoods from flooding while also creating new recreation areas and better waterfront access in East River communities, said NYC Department of Design and Construction, DDC, Commissioner Thomas Foley. Pier 42 sits at the nexus of two major DDC projects, East Side Coastal Resiliency and Brooklyn Bridge Montgomery Coastal Resiliency, which together will form a 3.2-mile flexible flood barrier protecting more than 150,000 residents in this low-lying and vulnerable area, many of whom are in public housing that was severely affected by Superstorm Sandy. Instead of just building walls, DDC, NYC Parks and other city agencies have taken this opportunity to transform the coastline as well with better access for residents and visitors. I am thrilled to mark the opening of the new recreational deck at Pier 42, which will bring much-needed green space to the Lower East Side. The former industrial site was redeveloped in connection to the East Side Coastal Resiliency Project that will protect recreational space for New York families for generations to come. I applaud the New York City Economic Development Corporation and Department of Parks and Recreation for their continued commitment to our community and making the waterfront more accessible, said New York City Council Member Carlina Rivera. The opening of the new recreational deck at Pier 42 is truly a cause for celebration as it will provide the residents of the Lower East Side with greater access to the waterfront while providing green and recreational spaces for people of all ages to relax and play, from young children and families to seniors. I thank the NYC Parks and Design and Construction Departments, the Economic Development Corporation, the Lower Manhattan Development Corporation, Councilmember Carlina Rivera, Councilmember Chris Marte, my predecessor in the Senate, Daniel Squadron, the community leaders who advocated and provided essential input for this project, and everyone else who played a role in redeveloping this former industrial site into a great public recreational space, said State Senator Brian Kavanaugh. Additionally, Parks is working on a related project to develop Pier 42's passive Upland Park section, which is slated to be completed late summer 2023. The Upland Park was conceived as part of the Pier 42 Master Plan, created by Parks in 2012 with extensive input from with lay community members. The Upland Park will provide much-desired green space for the densely populated Lower East Side neighborhood. The pathway network throughout the linear park is inspired by the flow of water, a primary path with offshoots along its weaving line. It will also include an entry garden, a playground, and a comfort station. The Upland section of Pier 42 is funded with $33.66 million from Lower Manhattan Development Corporation, Mayoral and NYC DEP. With a total of 8 new acres of parkland, the two Pier 42 projects, representing a $60 million investment for the Lower East Side community, will expand waterfront access for New Yorkers near and far. The Pier 42 project, including the clearance of the deck, was made possible in large part by a grant from the Lower Manhattan Development Corporation, which is funded through community development block grants from the U.S. Department of Housing and Urban Development. We are excited to join the Parks Department in opening the new sports facilities at Pier 42. In the weeks since it was completed, we have already seen constituents of all ages flock to the tennis courts, basketball hoops, and turf field. Activating our waterfront for increased public use helps make sure our neighborhood's biggest assets and best views aren't reserved for parking and storage. I look forward to this space becoming even more popular and am grateful for this expansion of park space that will be used by thousands of residents of my district, said New York City Council Member Christopher Marte. Photos, NYC Parks, Malcolm Pinckney.